Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana. And today we have a few topics to discuss. I would say not like an extremely heavy news week. I haven't been that inundated with that much information. But it's a good week to sort of catch up on our TV and stuff.
Yes. I thought you were going to say life, but TV
and life.
Is life.
Yeah, TV is life. Life is, it's a big part of my life. But I heard you had my sister, Dr. Naomi, on DST. I recorded with her yesterday, and then she was like, I have to go.
She's just
DST.
Yeah, I'm like, when do you have time for your actual patients? You're just recording nonstop for all of us. It's like, thank you for your time, Dr. Naomi.
Heavy guest work she's doing. But it was funny just being a therapist. It was really cool. I went to my sister's wedding last weekend. So I got like a huge family reunion. It's crazy. There's like 10 nieces and nephews already. Mm-hmm. And they're like getting like so big that they're all like friends with each other. Like they look forward to seeing each other and they like have so much fun playing together. And it's just
you guys are like the Kardashians. And now there's more like a gaggle somehow, of maybe. Children who are growing up as friends who know about their parents' dysfunctional relationships, but like they get to like now talk about it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Totally. It's very funny. Becky led them all in a song to memorize all of my mom's past husbands. I'll text it to you.
I saw your guys' group photo in the photo booth with the hook.
The hook?
Yeah. That was really funny.
The hook is my mom's signature move for kind of like yelling
proving
at us.
Proving a point, yeah.
Yeah, or proving a point.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay, so you had fun. It looked fun.
Yeah.
And Talia looked beautiful.
Everyone behaved. We had Shira hired a security guard. I swear to God. And it worked. Everyone behaved.
There's a security guard? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'll send you a pic. He was just like standing in the corner with like his arms like
who
folded.
Who was he securing?
It's fun. I was telling Jared this yesterday, but it was like both of my parents like assumed he was there like for the other one. It was like so that if you were starting anything, I mean, you remember my wedding was like very dramatic. So this was basically like if you start something with someone, you're going to be like escorted out was the general rule. It's never a dull moment.
I cannot believe your wedding was almost a year ago.
I know. It's crazy.
It doesn't feel like that.
I know. It does feel like.
How has it been a year?
Recent.
It feels like I just came back from Mexico.
Right?
I feel like I just posted my pics from your wedding. I feel like I just did it.
Basically, yeah. It's been like, I guess like 11 months, but still it's quick.
Can't believe you had a security guard. That's really smart.
Yeah, it was a great move on Shira's part. She orchestrated it. And I think it kind of like just like made everyone think twice about what they were going to, about like starting with someone. Like,
yeah, there were consequences, constant reminder of the consequence of starting shit.
Totally.
And ruining Talia's day.
Exactly. But I wish I had done that for mine, looking back.
It's a great wedding tip.
Yeah. Hire arm security.
For potential family drama.
Yeah.
Just have some guy looming over.
It's funny. It's like instead of like hiring security so that like no one else comes into the wedding to do anything, it's like for the internal piece of the wedding.
Uh-huh.
But it was very fun. And it was funny because like we were all getting ready during the day, you know, like for the thing. And it's funny because you were saying that you had Naomi on to talk about body image and that kind of stuff. And so we're in the room, like in the hotel room, getting ready for Talia's wedding. And it's funny. Also, my mom just kept saying like inappropriate things. And Shira kept being like, that's exactly the kind of comment that like, I forgot what his name was, like, security guard's gonna like have to get out. if you make that kind of comment at the wedding, like they're just gonna like escort you out. Yes. My mom's like kind of ignoring her.
So it was for emotional assaults as well, not just physical. The security guard was...
it was actually, I think it was mostly for emotional assaults.
Verbal assaults.
We're much more into verbal assaulting each other than physical assaulting. Physical assaults. Unlike when we were kids. Can you believe little Talia, who like was running after Becky with a knife when we were kids, just is now
Becky running after you.
I thought it was Talia.
I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, okay. That was a different time. Yeah. We have a lot of it used to be more, when we were little, it was more physical drama. Now it's more verbal. Yeah. But it's funny because my mom, like, I don't know, maybe it's like a little bit of like a tick of hers where she just has to be like commenting on everything. Just like excessive comments. And then she's commenting on my body. And then she's commenting on Shira's body. And she's commenting on whatever. And she's talking about Shira's breasts. And she's talking about like,
oh my God,
my whatever. And then Lila, Naomi's daughter, she goes, you know, you really don't have to be like making comments about everyone's body. Everyone can just have whatever body there and we don't have to talk about it. And
shut up. What a brilliant child.
I know. She's very high EQ. I think she was just like clearly taught that this is not something that like needs to be done. I thought it was very impressive because no one else was saying anything. We were all just changing the subject. But she was finally like, we don't need to be commenting on each other's bodies all the time.
What a put in your place moment when a child says something more insightful than any adult in the room.
Exactly. Or like has the fresh take of like, oh, like,
yeah,
of course we shouldn't be saying this.
Wow.
It was very funny.
That's really mature. Really testament to Naomi's rearing.
Yes. She definitely drives home those kinds of messages. And you could tell if you... Clearly, that's a message that like needs to be instilled over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think she does a pretty good job of that. But it was,
wow,
it was an interesting moment.
Did your mom listen? Was she like, oh, or was she like,
I think she moved on to a different inappropriate.
Another topic.
Right. A different inappropriate.
Who makes
tone.
More money? Let's talk about that instead. Well, I'm glad that the wedding was good and not a source of like, you know, stress, and it was positive and fun.
Everyone
was so good, and it was cute. All the little kids with it's just so funny.
So many.
To see everybody's like getting older.
I know.
Up. My God, like what is time so old?
And there's just so many of them. There's like more of them than there are of us now, and that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's cool. They have like built-in friends. It's a good thing.
Yeah, and they get so excited to see each other. I'm like,
that's so
cute. And because they also don't live in the same states anymore, so it's like they're like, and they see each other like a few times a year. So when they do, they're like, sometimes it's like a dinner, but this time they were like, oh, we get to like go to the beach and go to the pool together and like do a whole thing. It was like very cute.
Oh my God, how fun for them! Yeah. I want to be a cousin.
You have cousins.
No, I know. I want to be one of your. I want to be friends with them. I want to be excited.
I'm sure one of my siblings would adopt you. You can be one of the cousins.
Take me in.
Weddings are all about the bride and groom, but we all know they're a chance to look your best too. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best dressed guest with Indochino. Order your custom suits now and be ready for wedding season. Design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, and more. Get a bespoke look without the premium price tag. Suits starting at $499 and fitted shirts at just $89. You can get a tailored fit from home by setting up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Or opt for a premium in-person experience. Book an appointment at a showroom near you and let an Indochino style guide walk you through every step. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code BETCHES to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BETCHES. We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my base. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my base allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Base is thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Base has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Base has your personal items covered. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES. What else is going on? Are you watching any good TV? We said TV is life. What have you been up to from that?
What have I been up to? I've been watching The House of the Dragon.
Same.
I'm sure you have. I've been watching The Patient. Have you been watching that on Hulu?
I have. I'm not caught up entirely. I forgot about it.
I haven't seen the most recent one. It's like a little, like it's like good, but it's like not so good that you're like, I need it immediately.
I agree. That's why I can't really, I forget that it is there.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's just the 30-minute drama doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, it needs to be an hour drama, I think. Right?
Right. Or like, or a movie. Like, yeah, this could have been a good movie.
I could agree. Because if you have like 7 episodes that are each 20 minutes, that's like a good length movie. Just make it a movie.
Just make it a movie. And I really like the Orthodox like background angle of it. Like, that's kind of what I watch for. But then it makes me think of like you know, Transparent. Did you watch that show?
Yeah.
They had that like kind of Jewish angle. And I really liked that about that show. Do you remember?
Yeah, no, it was like sort of in like the background of the...
Yeah, and this is what it kind of reminds me of, and that's what I really like about it. But all the other stuff, I don't know. I guess we'll see. But you like House of Dragon. I feel like it got really good. Remember how the last time we talked about it was like, meh, it's okay.
Well, you know what happened is that girl that we were like, can't hold the show.
Right.
Is now, you know, replaced by the older version of herself.
Who was good.
Who's good. And Olivia Cooke, very good.
Very good. Very good. I thought it was hilarious, not hilarious, haha, but, you know, ridiculous that they have replaced all of the main female actors with, but all the men have remained and stayed barely aged.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Literally, all the women are gone. All the men remain, except for I forgot his name.
They changed Lucerys, right? Like the
Prince Lucerys. They changed him to him as an actor. But, you know, everyone's the same.
Maybe it's
Christian
more like,
Cole hasn't aged.
That's true. That guy has like stayed exactly the same like, for like 30 years.
One wrinkle. Finally, Matt Smith, who I really like now. I'm obsessed with him. In his last episode, I'm obsessed with him, how he's just like so powerful and you don't fuck with him. And now he is like married to his niece, whatever. Fuck it. I don't care.
It's a lot.
No, but I like it.
Everyone's, the whole family is just only marrying in the I don't understand how the kids are not like genetically have issues.
That's what they always said about Targaryens is like, it's you flip a coin, you know, they're either mad or they're not. But I think that was their way of saying they're not, you know, they're a product of incest and therefore you never know what's going to happen.
You would think
the child,
they'd be more
genes.
Like slow than like crazy. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess. But I love it. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I like their power, the power couple dynamic now of those two, especially knowing what's going to happen.
How do you know
what's
going to happen?
The dragon. Because, Jordana, if you're a Game of Thrones fan at all, you know that they talk about the Dance of the Dragon as like a time of Targaryen history when, and they bring it up throughout the seasons, like different moments and about like what's going to happen between like who rode which dragon and what happens. Like there's a battle coming.
Right.
For the throne.
That's fair. You know what? It's funny, I kind of feel like the kids are like a little bit more misbehaved than they would be in real life. Like, wouldn't they be like a little more scared of
they're a little too empowered.
There's people's like whose like heads are just getting chopped off for saying the right thing. These kids are just like saying whatever the hell they want constantly. Like,
I just
feel like they'd be a little bit more afraid of just constantly bothering each other, like publicly in front of their parents at their grandpa's dinner or dad's dinner. I don't know.
Brother's dinner. I agree. Like, but I guess they know that. He's not the heir. So maybe he says like, whatever, I don't give a shit because I'm not going to be king.
I guess. I don't know. I'd just be more afraid
then
of like
more
getting hit or something or, you know, especially after losing an
eye. I also don't understand why like Aemond looks like he's 25 when he's the younger brother.
He looks so much older than all of them.
When Aegon is supposed to be older I don't really get it. I don't get it. I like how they're openly like, your kid's a bastard.
Yeah. The casting is like a little weird. I also it's don't confusing. Get why would all of her dad, why would all the king's kids automatically be super blonde when the mom is not blonde, but Rhaenyra's kids, none of them are blonde. Like they both still have one super blonde parent. I don't really get why it'd be like so obvious that.
Right.
Like you can,
I agree. It's confusing when Targaryen genes are strong and when they're not strong.
Right?
Because all Targaryens are blonde.
But their mom isn't like the king's second wife isn't blonde.
Hightower.
Right. And then why wouldn't Rhaenyra's kids all be blonde then?
Well, technically Rhaenyra is, her mom was like, I think she's the dad and the mom are brother and sister, I think. So they're both blonde. So maybe that's why she's blonde.
But then I'm saying, why couldn't she have a kid that had brown hair?
Because maybe, what's his name? Harrison Ford? What's the guy's family's name?
Who?
Not Harrison Ford.
Viserys?
No, that's not the dad.
Yeah. I guess maybe because he's blonde too, they would automatically have a blonde kid, I guess.
No, he's not blonde. The real dad of the kids.
Yeah, is not.
Is brunette, perhaps his genes are strong from the brunette angle, but Hightower's genes are not. But because, you know, maybe the blonde Targaryens mean that they are like more products of more incest. Therefore, they're blonde. But no, it doesn't make any sense because their kids are whatever. I can't with this fucking.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of like.
I can't. Either way, I like it. I like it more now. I think it's ending soon. And I was reading. Not I was reading. Rusty sent me a TikTok and it said that they're going to do like, I think, 4 seasons of the show. And that apparently George R. Martin said that Game of Thrones, the original, was supposed to be, wanted it to be 10 seasons. He's like, you can't do it unless, and they fucked up because they only did 8.
So this is just like,
he's like, if you're going to do Dance of Dragons, right, you got to give it 4 seasons. Which 4 seasons is nothing.
That's fair. They've already killed quite a few characters, like, right off the bat.
I loved it when what's his name called her out and you're a whore. And the, what's his and name was like, say it. And then he just keep your tongue. It was just so good. I like the violence because there's no guns. It's like swords.
You like you know that more? I mean? I feel like it's yes. more like, I feel like guns are less like gory. Guns is like you shoot that you don't really see, like, you don't see someone's like neck severed head.
Yeah, but it's realistic. Like, no one's fucking sword fighting these days. You know what I mean? That's why I like it. It's just less real. So I'm like, oh, I'm into it. But if there's like gun, I don't like it. I was like, I turn it off. It's too real.
Right. You okay. know? That's fair.
What else are you watching?
I watched the first episode of Bling Ring. The documentary. Is that a documentary?
Was it good?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
Alexis Nyers is in it, right?
Yeah. And so, like, and I didn't know there was a guy. I don't really know that much about that story. So it's very interesting to, like, hear about it. And it's pretty well done. I only watched one episode so far, but it's pretty good.
I saw the movie with Emma Watson.
The movie was, like, bad, right?
I don't remember. It told the story. Did you watch Beverly Hills?
The reunion? I did. Yes. I feel like this is it's going to get better. This was, like, fine.
I thought it was good. The thing about Crystal. She was like, even Andy, like, took her down. She was like, maybe this is a learning experience for, just take it as a learning experience. And he's like, you take it as a learning experience.
Yeah. I do find that over the years, Andy has gotten a little bit more like vocal. Uh-huh. Like he's more like having a stance than he used to be, like a little bit more neutral. And now he's like calling people out a little more, which is more entertaining. Yeah. And I also think he's like, you know, established himself as like a pretty obviously like quite the staple. So he can kind of get away with a little bit more.
I agree. I like it when he kind of.
Am I boring you, Andy?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to cry. I almost cried when Jamie Lee Curtis was like, Dorit, like, that was the best day of my charity's history. Your show is so powerful. And just even you mentioning, talking about it, like, has made a difference in all these, it's a children's charity. And I was bawling.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I was so moved. I was like, oh my God, like, sweet Dorit. Like, she has gone through so much.
So she,
this stupid fucking scene that was like the funniest scene. And then also like the toothless, not homeless.
Yeah. I thought that scene was funnier than the toothless, not homeless.
I agree. Actually. I was crying laughing from that scene, and it actually made a difference in like a real charity. And that was just very moving. And I felt like I was such because I feel like everybody's making fun of Dorit, and it was such like a redeeming thing to hear. And like Jamie Lee Curtis was like, I don't watch this stupid show, but I'm going to come into this reunion.
Right.
And like tell you how much of a difference it made. And I like just, it just really moved me. I liked it.
Maybe quite a large Jamie Lee Curtis fan.
Oh, she's great. She recently talked about.
Oh, the Kanye thing?
Yeah, Kanye shit. And it was just, she's just a very moving like speaker because you believe her.
I wish she would do a Freaky Friday too.
Lindsay would. Lindsay's coming back.
Right? I feel like they could do something like new where like Lindsay's like the mom or something, maybe.
Yeah,
like,
that's a great idea.
Jamie Lee Curtis is the grandma and there's a three-way switch.
There's just no way that no one's talked about that. There's no way that wasn't pitched to them.
You think?
Maybe they would because like
why wouldn't they do it?
Yeah. It's not above them. Jamie Lee Curtis is doing Halloween.
I need to watch Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Let's watch that for next week. I feel like that would be fun.
Okay.
speaking of Halloween movies, I guess.
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I don't have any Halloween plans. Are you dressing up Mila for Halloween? I'm sure you are.
I was thinking about it. I don't know what to dress her up as.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Ugh, babies in Halloween costumes are like my favorite thing.
What would you like to see her in?
What would I like to see her in? I mean, you could dress her up as you. That would be like a pretty good costume.
That would be really funny. I think I could do that. Although sometimes we just end up matching.
You guys look exactly the same. So I feel like if you just like put her in an outfit that you would wear, it would be like kind of funny.
There's, you know, when like you post stuff and like ask me not anythings, but whatever. Like I source questions for the podcast on my Instagram.
Yeah.
This one girl just keeps writing the same fucking question, this most judgmental question, and goes, "Do you regret all the work you've had done now that Mila looks exactly like your old self?" And I'm
what
like,
is that even what work have you even
all,
had
no
done?
Work done except a breast
like
reduction.
A breast reduction? I don't think that's affecting Mila yet.
No, it doesn't. I don't regret it. But this one person keeps writing me that same thing. And I'm going to remove her as one of my followers now that I brought it up.
That doesn't even make any sense because you haven't even gotten any work done.
I haven't gotten any work done. I've gotten a
like
Botox injection.
As we all have, yes. I don't think Mila has your old non-Botox skin.
She looks just like me as a kid and now. Yeah. Thank you very much. But I was going to maybe dress her up as in like a little duckling.
Oh, I love that. Like, that's so
quack,
cute.
Quack.
Quack, quack.
I feel like that would be cute.
Is she saying any words yet?
Oh my God. She says, no.
When do they
no,
speak? I'm very bad at like developmental milestones.
It varies fully. It varies. What does she do? She says noises that she thinks are words and that she repeats. She calls like our dog Sansa. She calls her aunts. So she calls her that.
Maybe she's just and into like house music.
I should make a remix. I don't know how to make that.
She dress her up as a DJ.
Aunt. She's gonna headline Burning Man, Burning Baby. She has started taking steps, but holding on to stuff. So she, aww. But I think she's gonna walk soon. I have a feeling. And yeah, she's her teeth are busting out of her gums, and it looks painful.
I see on the pics.
Yeah, no, things are good. I'm gonna dress her up. You don't have plans? I kind of wanna dress up as like Kendall Roy or something.
Here's my feeling. I was talking about this Halloween with something like this. I feel like Halloween is like really fun when you're a little kid, when you have little kids, and when you're like dressing slutty right after, like in college and right after in your 20s. I'm sort of in the period of like the no fun dead zone of like, no kid, like too old to be like dressing slutty going out.
Yeah.
Like don't have the kids yet to like dress up, and I'm not a little kid myself. So I'm like sort of in that phase. But you, I feel like, should have a good one. Yeah.
Halloween's supposed to be fun. Jordana, not fun.
33-year-old childless Jordana, not fun at Halloween.
Not fun. I feel like I still don't really enjoy dressing up unless it's just like, except for that time that I dressed up as Shiv. That was really the most fun I had.
That was
in a very
fun.
Long time because I put on a wig and it got me, it was like creative and
it was a good costume.
I wore a turtleneck and it felt like, you know, I didn't have to dress slutty.
Yeah, that was Abby's birthday party, I think.
Right.
I was Scooby-Doo. Have
a party. Creative. No, that's cool. Right, you kept like going like this. You're right.
That was, I would say, my least slutty Halloween costume.
Was Mike the other
he was
one
Shaggy.
Of the, Shaggy, that's.
Yeah. Well, we could do, I mean, I wonder if House of the Dragon will be big this year.
Oh, I would dress
Halloween
up as a Targaryen.
Costumes.
Cool. I'm watching Game of Thrones again. I cannot stop. It's just so fucking good. And I love it so much. And it's just so good. I can't.
It is good.
And I can't wait for Succession to come back. HBO is just so.
I'm really excited for White Lotus season 2. Cast is great.
Same.
I think it could be like better
and
than
you
the
just
first,
went
who knows?
To Hawaii and stayed where they filmed.
Yes.
Did it feel like you were in the show?
At first, it was like kind of like, oh my God, we're here. Let's go. Like it has that. And then you're like, oh, well, it's just like a nice hotel. Not everyone's like talking about it constantly except for us.
That
was such. And you're going soon. This is such a
I'm going next week.
It's going to be the best trip. It's just.
I could tell you really enjoyed it when I like just asked you a couple questions and you were so excited to tell me about your trip. And I was like, this is seems like real genuine enthusiasm.
It was so fun.
It was really fun because it was like adventurous and you got some tanning. And
I thought it was going to be like overrated, but it's great. You could just get like you can do it all. And we were there for a week. So we would do like pool day, adventure day, pool day. Like it was like a nice mix of like, so we weren't bored. Because sometimes, you know, if you go, if you're sitting on a beach for like a week, it can be, you're just kind of like a little restless. But this was, and also got some great books. If you want to like download some, I don't know if you
can. Oh, I got to do that. You read, you told me you were reading. See, I didn't even finish the book I told you to read because I got annoyed with it.
Well, oh, it was,
the last thing you told me.
Yes. I understood why you liked it. There were some like white collar crimes.
Yeah. And, but then when they actually told me what happened, I was like, this is underwhelming and I don't care anymore. And I have to finish it, but
I've been reading a lot of like books that are like, trying a little too hard or like a little like they're like chick lit that are just not quite there.
Everyone's just trying to be Gone Girl.
Yeah. And no one is doing it. They're all like almost clever. And then like, they throw in some weird plot line that I'm just like would never happen.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's why I liked the mystery of the last thing he told me in the beginning. It felt like, oh, something is interesting about this guy. But it's it wasn't even about him. It wasn't interesting.
I have a good book for you. I recommended
just
to
don't
Sammy
say Verity.
No, I didn't. I thought Verity was also overhyped. It was like
overhyped. Everyone just is like, "Have you read Verity? Have you read Verity?" I'm like, it was okay.
It's extremely overhyped. I totally agree. I wish there was like a. So the last book that I read that was like, I think got me like really thinking for a while. I think you'll like it. I recommend it to Sammy. She said it was great.
Oh, what is it?
The Plot. It's called The Plot, and it was good.
That's on my list. I think I said Jessica Knoll posted it.
Jessica Knoll recommended it to me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I read it on my honeymoon, and then I said it was like the best. I read like 3 or 4 books on my honeymoon. That was like the best one.
Oh, great. Putting it on my list.
There's also one called, there's also one I liked called The Mother-in-Law.
Oh.
Check that out.
Okay. I'm going to check that out. That sounds good. Is it like Monster-in-Law?
I guess in the sense of like, it's about like, it's like
a murder.
It's a murder mystery, but like, with like, you know, there's like the mother-in-law has like a contentious relationship with her daughter-in-law, but you're like, you don't really know what happened to
Sammy also told us another book to read. What was it? She told me I would like it because there was like rich people. I forgot what it was. I have to find out. I forgot I have to make a list of books. But anyway, I'm glad you had a fun time in Hawaii.
And you're going soon.
I'm going next week. It's funny because I've saying like forever. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, and we just kind of decided, let's just fucking go, because I haven't been on a trip since my baby moon, and that's not really even...
Oh, wow. That's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even like a real fun time.
Yeah. You should go all out. Get a massage. Like, ooh, have a... You should just like... It's also just like so beautiful there. The weather was great.
The fish. There's lots of fish. I love sushi.
Great fish. Like poke is like the home of poke. So,
oh my God, I love poke. Yeah. I love a pineapple with a sushi. Like that's just delicious.
Great fresh fruit and so much history. I don't know. I like that. Like, I sound like a loser. No, it sounds like I just think
did
like
the
culture.
Tours?
Like the Hawaiian culture. We did like a luau where they like teach you a lot about this stuff. And when you do, if you do the Road to Hana, they give you like sort of a guided tour as you go. There's just like a man in your car speaking to you and telling you about all the things.
What do you mean there's a man in your car?
Like a voice of a man. Oh. Like basically what this app does is it like is attached to your GPS and it knows where you are. And then like as you're driving, it'll be like giving you one just like Hawaiian history. But then also like this spot over here was like, here's what happens at this spot over here.
Well, that sounds great. That's so funny when you said there's a man in your car. I'm like, where did he come
the
from?
The voice of a man in your car. Yeah.
I don't know this man. I'm sorry to this man. I'm excited. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii and I'm just really, really excited to next week.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Can we talk about Kanye?
I mean, it's kind of messed up. I guess we should. Like,
it's just so fucked up. I mean, everybody said everything that needs to be said about what he said, which it's just crazy that you can just like tweet something just anti-Semitic. And then
just like violently anti-Semitic. Like,
yeah, he said Death Con instead of Def Con, which also reminded me of Michael Scott. But but then I don't think he makes like typos like that. I think he was, you know, he's a lyricist. So I think that
right,
it wasn't a mistake.
I feel like Kim saw this side of him like brewing for a while. Mm-hmm. And then like really got out at the right time. I mean, like, I think when he was like trying to do his presidential bid, she was probably like,
I need to figure out what's the way out.
Right.
I feel bad for the kids.
Ugh. Yeah.
And it's just crazy. This whole thing is crazy. Just that this is just a thing that this like huge public person is just blatantly tweeting anti-Semitic things. And I don't even want to get in. There's the politics of it, but there's just people are backing it. And it's really scary.
Who's backing it? I haven't even.
Fox News.
Are backing those comments?
It's not. Well, he did an interview on like Tucker, whatever his name
is. Yeah. Oh, and they like didn't. They had unaired like footage of him.
The whole thing is, I don't know. It's just upsetting. And I don't know. It's upsetting and it feels upsetting. I was thinking about like people just getting offended at what people say online. And like to me, what he said wasn't offensive. It was deeply scary. Like, do you know what I mean? Like as a Jew, I was scared. I'm not insulted by his tweet. Like I'm more like,
I mean, it's dangerous.
I know it exists. It's hate speech and it fucking exists. And it's so scary that, like, you know that it exists in the world. You know that it exists in our country. And it's scary to me that, like, all it takes is just for one person who's to say it out loud, who has a big following. And it, then it makes it okay for people to rally behind him. Like, that to me is scary. And it's just, I've told you, I can't handle this kind of shit. Like,
yeah.
I just can't handle it. It makes me terrified for the world. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. It's like a very messed up, scary thing to do. And, like, you know, there's, like, obviously, like, there's the he's mentally ill thing, but also, like, that doesn't mean he's also not just, like, a huge anti-Semitic and a bigot. So,
and it also doesn't mean he's not influential. Yeah,
that too. Right.
He's influential. And it's, that part is scary. And I get, like, his art these days, quote, I put that in quotes, is about, like, talking about how, like, about cancel culture and that, like, nobody's can say anything. And he tries to test that, like, push the boundaries. And he's just basically asking, he's like, talks about, like, that's what he's asking to be, is quote unquote canceled, is what I think his thing is. But at some point, it's not about that. It's about what real effect do your words have? Nobody understands what you're doing. And the majority of people don't understand what you're doing. They're just taking your words for your words. You know, it's not, nobody's like reading between the lines and understanding the nuance and understanding the irony of what you're doing. Like, fuck off. Like, just don't say shit like that. Like, tell it to a friend.
Yeah. He's always like thought he was like such an artist ahead of the time.
I mean, he thinks his the Messiah. Like, he thinks... He thinks he's changed his name to Ye. Like, it's just upsetting.
Yeah, he thinks he's just like a musical, like, just artistic genius. So
he thinks he's not just an artistic genius. He thinks he is a genius, just a genius put on this world. And all he has to answer to is God. Like, he doesn't care about what anybody thinks. All he does is have to answer to God. And, like, it's fucked up, like, with his White Lives Matter shirt and all of the stuff that he's doing is just a brewing disaster.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, it scares me because the majority of people, while I know people are smart, that doesn't mean
that he doesn't
care enough about reading through the line, between the lines.
Yeah. I mean, I hope there's someone who can manage to take away his platforms. So
I just want him just to get, like, manage his medications or something, but I don't know.
And just don't give him a platform. There's plenty of crazy people saying plenty of crazy shit, but they don't have the platform that he has. So if I think
it just runs into territories of, like, what everybody's talking about now versus with, like, hate speech versus free speech versus, you know, like, where is the line of, like, what people, when you're being monitored about what you're allowed to say?
I mean, I would say the line is when you're threatening an entire group of people. Yeah.
Right.
That's, like, the line to me.
Is he inciting violence? Well, this is a thing. And I also, Kim apparently hired security to guard her kids' private school.
I mean, he said he outed the school that they go to.
This is what I mean. It's like, you think you're protecting your kids in some way because he's talking about how he, like, doesn't, how his kids are taken away from him. And, you know, the Kardashians keep saying, like, everything that you're saying doesn't make any sense and it's not true. And regardless of that, I don't know. It's, he wants to have his kids go to this Donda again. It reminds me of We Crashed when, what's her name?
She makes the special school, Rebecca Newman.
Yeah. Rebecca Newman's special school. Let's change the topic. Blink-182 is getting back together.
I would see them. What do you think?
I would see them. It's hilarious. Travis Barker is a very talented drummer, percussionist, and
I'm sure they'll have Courtney promote the tour. It's helpful.
I agree. You know what else I like that Courtney recently said? She did an interview and she said that, like, and this is among, like, everybody discussing that, like, Kim that they're like, you know, they talked about on the show, like the weight loss, or they're all very thin.
I've heard a lot about this.
Courtney came out and said, like, by the way, whenever I'm really thin, just know I'm not happy. Like, when I'm at my thinnest, just know that I'm extremely unhappy. And I thought that was like a nice little just flip on the perspective when you think about like what's really happening behind closed doors and behind every Instagram. And I liked it because it's almost like she's making a statement on her sisters too. And it was just, I just liked that perspective of, and she's speaking of influence, she's very influential. And it's a good message to send while everyone is like, seeing these new images of Kim and Khloé.
Totally. And she was saying, I mean, like, I think she was talking about how like Scott used to like kind of like make a lot of comments to her, like,
how hot she was before she had kids. Yeah.
How hot she was, or like tell her how much weight she had to lose when she had kids, and how Travis like makes her feel so much more supported in her body. I thought that was like really, really nice. Just the idea that she's found someone. Obviously, again, I had Travis and Courtney overload, but now that the dust has settled and I've had a few months of a break from them, I'm like, it's so nice that, like, you know, I like love it when people feel like they'll, that things are always going to be the way that they're going to be. And then they discover that their life can be so much better, because it's so scary to make a change. Like, I'm sure she was with Scott for so long, she was just kind of like, you know, like, what else is there? Like, this is like, this like works well enough. And then you don't even know the possibilities of like, you could be so much happier.
And he was, there were friends this whole time.
Yeah. Good for Courtney.
It is nice. It is nice. Good for her. Good for her. I mean, with the exception of your supplement line, good for you. Like,
wait, I'm glad. I mean,
whatever. But they're getting back together. 182. I mean, Blink 182. And
I would see them. I like Blink 182.
Oh, you would go to this concert?
Yeah. Do you want to go?
Yeah, sure. Let's go. I'm down. Wait, did Don't Worry, Darling come out?
In theaters? It's definitely theaters. I don't know if it's on TV yet.
I'm going to watch it when it comes out. Because I saw recently they were pictured together, Harry and Olivia.
When's the last time you went to the movies?
Not so long ago. I saw something and I can't remember what it was. Nope. Still has 38%.
Oh, it's 38%. Wow. That's
pretty
low. Yeah,
it still has a 38%.
Let's see it. I would see it on TV for 38%.
Oh, for sure. I want to see...
I need to go to the movies. I haven't been to the movies since before the pandemic.
Since before,
yeah. That was...
What did I see in the movies recently? I truly cannot remember. Oh, I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. It wasn't that recently, but it was this year.
What was that about?
It's about I told you about this. I said you might not like it. It was really good though.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Did the Oscars happen? No.
February. Only the I think Emmys. They happened. Yeah.
Oh, so I think the nominations didn't come out yet, right? I assume they're going to be nominated. I have no clue right now. And I know everybody in our reviews tell us we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, that's not what this podcast is for.
Yeah.
Not for knowing what you're talking about.
If you want hard news, follow someone else. If you want people trying to recall things they thought they read once. That's exactly what this is for.
And stating it as if it's absolutely true. That's what this podcast is for.
And then arguing about it. Until you have driven the point until it's dead. That's what this podcast is for. The reviews are hilarious. Yeah. Yes. The reviews are hilarious. Like, if you listen to the show and you really like it, give us a nice review, please. Because everybody who listens and give us a bad review does not get it. They don't get it. We're friends. We don't hate each other.
This is like going to brunch with your friends.
We're going to brunch and we like to like just kind of banter. Like, the fuck?
Exactly. Right? So if you like the banter, leave us a 5-star review.
Leave us a 5-star review and write something. Tell us what you think is what you think you thought you knew once.
Yeah.
This is what I heard once, I think. I don't know when the Oscars are. I don't fucking care either.
On Red Handed, that podcast that we both have liked, they have a phrase that they like wanted to put on a shirt. It was called like loud, confident, and wrong.
Yes.
And
yes.
I feel like that very much pertains to our state of mind here.
I think also Eliza Schlesinger's book her tagline is like opinions that are very true or something like that. Like just the same line, like right. just the same shit, whatever. I'm fucking gonna go unhinged on everybody right now. I'm done. If you don't like the show, don't listen to this show. If you like the show, leave us a nice review. The yes. end. Well, if you like the show, let's go to Blink 182 together.
Yes. Unless you have something constructive to say, in which case, let us
know. They are constructive.
Oh, sorry.
They're like, please listen to the reviews and edit.
That's just another example of how loud, confident, and wrong we are.
No, guys, we love you. You can keep being mean to us. I don't care. I'm going to keep staying in this podcast. You don't have to listen. It's okay.
We've been doing this 11 years. We've got a thick skin. We could take it.
Well, no, don't say that. I don't really have a thick skin. Oh,
sorry. I have a thick skin. You can... No.
But anyway, who are we sending to the Cayman? Kanye.
Ugh, I sent Kanye last week. He is deserving of a... I wish we had sent Brad last week so we could send Kanye fresh this week, but... I think he just needs to extend his stay.
Doesn't even deserve the Caymans.
That's true. He needs to go to like, visit a concentration camp and realize the kinds of things that he's saying could lead
to. Fuck yes, Jordana. I agree.
Yes.
I think I saw that there was a Holocaust museum that like offered him to come and learn about the history.
Yeah.
Like they invited him just to come take a tour and understand what your actions have consequences. Your words have consequences.
Let's send him there.
I agree.
On like a Greyhound, because he doesn't even deserve Delta Comfort Plus.
No offense, Greyhound, but yeah. It's true.
But that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
You can follow me at Aileen. And be sure to rate, review only if you really have something nice to say, because we get it. We get it.
We do.
Just say something fucking nice. Anyway, rate, review.
That should be the title of your book.
Say something fucking nice. Be sure to rate, review, follow our show on Apple or Spotify, and we'll talk to you next week in the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.